Utrump ukale ngempela viki ukuthuka amalunga edalele Congress akuqela uIlhan Omar, uAlexandria Ocasio-Cortez, uAyanna Pressley loRashida Tlaib. Uthi abane laba bazonda ilizwe leMelika lele Israel njalo bathakazelela amalecacha.
When I hear the way they talk about our country, when I hear the anti-Semitic language they use, when I hear the hatred they have for Israel and the love they have for enemies like Al-Qaeda.
Ngangisizwa indlela abakhuluma ngayo ngelizwe lethu, ngangisizwa bekhuluma kubi ngelizwe le-Israel njalo ngendlela abathanda ngayo amalecacha awe-Al-Qaeda. Ngifisa ukulitshela ukuthi lokhu kubi ikakhulu kubandla lama-Democrats.
Then you know what? I will tell you that I do not believe this is good for the Democrat Party.
UTrump uthi kumele baphume bephele kwelemelika.
If you hate our country, if you're not happy here,
nga uzonda ilizwe lethu, nga ungathakazeleli ilizwe leli, ulako ukuthi uhambe lapho ofuna khona.
If you're not happy here, you can leave.
UTrump uphinde wachothoza wonke okwenziwa ngunkosikazi Nancy Pelosi, umkhokheli wedalele House of Representatives okubandla lamaDemocrats. Uthi okwamanje uPelosi uxabana labani laba edaleleli abangafuni ukulalela okufunwa libandla lamaDemocrats. Kodwa uPelosi uthi inkulumo kaTrump iphehla inketabechabi. Omunye wabo uIlhan Omar uvumelana loPelosi esithi uTrump uveza ukuthi ungumuntu okhuthaza inketabechabi.
He would love nothing more than to divide our country based on race, religion, gender, orientation, or immigration status.
Ufuna ukwehlukanisa abantu ngobuhlobo, ezokholo njalo langokuthi abantu badabuka kuphi. Wenza lokhu ngoba uyabona ukuthi angasehlukanisa sonke ngokukhuluma ngalokhu ukwenzela ukuthi singasasebenzi ndawonye.
This is the only way he knows he can prevent the solidarity of us working together across all of our differences.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo odabuka kwele Zimbabwe olandela ezombangazwe kwele Melika uthi uTrump ukhuluma konke lokhu ngoba uselungiselela ukhetho oluzakwenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2020.
Siyazi ukuthi sokuyi-campaign season. So mase kuyi-campaign season ama-gloves wonke asephuma manje. UTrump ubona wami uzama ukuthi arouse i-base yakhe, and so uyazi ukuthi i-base yakhe mostly ngabantu abalandela umqondo wakhe owokucindezela abantu abeminye imihlobo. So uthola ukuthi i-attempt yakhe ukuthi avuselele i-base yakhe ukuthi abatshele ukuthi i-election phela isisiza ngo-2020 laba abantu asebalebhela njengabantu ababuya kwabanye abazwe, even though abathathu bakhona kulabo mama abayi-4 abathathu bakhona bazalwa izizalwane zalapha e-America. Kodwa uTrump siyazi ukuthi vele kuya kutsho lutho lokho, as long as i-message yakhe ifikile ngendlela afuna ukuthi ifike ngayo kuma-supporters akhe. Sekuyi-election season times sizazobona okuweso okudlula lokho.
Okwamanje idalele House of Representatives lifuna ukuthatha isinqumo sokuthi kukhuzwe uTrump ngakwethule ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeTwitter njalo lakukhulumileyo ngabane laba abakudaleleli. Akwaziwa ukuthi ibandla lama-Republicans liza kusekela lokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, ngingoGibbs Dube.